Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Kia ora, Sam, how are you?
Good morning, I'm really good, thank you, how are you?
I'm good, and I'm glad you're here with some food chat today, because we've all been kind of losing the plot about what to eat at the moment in lockdown. It's got to that point where I'm like desperate for something that is not just a pasta or like...
Canned spaghetti,
kind of boring foods. Run out of inspiration, so I'm glad you're here to save the day. What are we talking about?
I think like generally week three of lockdowns we're into that type of like discussion. And in fact, actually only recently I've like started talking with my friends, being like, all right, let's create a list of places we need to hit up like right after lockdown. And I feel like everyone's kind of like already doing that. It's like your draft of dream restaurants you want to attend after.
Yes, absolutely.
Thinking about all the food I don't normally eat but would love to be able to eat right now anyway. It's all just
100%.
You know. What are we talking about today though?
Well, I mean, high up on that list was like Asian and Chinese food, and what's more Chinese than the Chinese dumpling? I mean, it's one of those things where it is relatively easy to make at home. It's just time consuming.
Right.
You can also buy them really easily everywhere. But it's actually heaps of fun making it yourself, and they store really well in your freezer. So I'll talk about Chinese dumplings and like kind of the history of it and some tips and tricks on how to make them at home as well.
Excellent. So, that sounds great.
Yeah. Chinese dumplings started, like it was created over 1800 years ago. So around 280. So it's got a long, long list of history and changes during that time. But it started off as an ailment, as a it was used for medical purposes.
So
a medical saint named Zhang Zhongjing, who is one of the greatest traditional Chinese medicine practitioners out there, he moved back to his village in around 200 AD and noticed that a bunch of his fellow villagers and family members had a really bad case of frostbite, specifically more on their ears. So what he did to try and combat this was to create a giant pot of herbal medicine, but with chunks of mutton meat in it.
Whoa.
And once he created a whole bunch of this meat, he needed a way to deliver them to these people. So he kind of just mixed wheat flour and water to create these little skins, and then like added the mixture inside and then handed them out to people. And that's a big reason why it's in the shape of an ear. So if you look at boiled dumplings, that's actually in the shape of an ear. So
I've never really thought about that, but they totally are in the shape of an ear.
Yeah. I don't know, like lots of research kind of said, you know, not sure if that really cured the frostbite, but it it did warm the people up, and it created like a soothing effect. And long after that, people still kept on making dumplings as a tradition. And also they really, really enjoyed the flavors.
Yum.
As it moved around China, and specifically in Mongolia, dumpling flavors were drastically changing, and they were becoming bolder in flavors and more experimental. And not until the 1600s, dumpling traditions were made, and instead of it becoming a medical purpose, it started to symbolize celebration, and more specifically for Chinese New Year's.
Okay.
And then now, slowly, the shape of them were not so much in the shape of the ears, but they would resemble them to like the shape of gold nuggets or silver nuggets, to bring prosperity and luck. So you would traditionally make them before Chinese New Year's, and you'd eat them on the midnight of the New Year.
This is making me quite hungry, Sam.
Yeah.
But how like dumplings were made were generally built out of scarcity of ingredients and surplus of grains. So leftover vegetables and protein were used. Very little of the filling is required to make dumplings, which will season a large amount of flour and water. So, and I guess that's actually how like dumplings around the world, or their versions of it, were created as well. So it's like that surplus of grains and leftover ingredients.
Mm.
And that's the history of dumplings.
That is a great condensing of of nearly 2,000 years worth of dumpling history into about 2 minutes there. Appreciated that, Sam.
Yeah.
What are some of the like classic fillings that you would go to? Are there traditional fillings versus like newer, more maybe experimental fillings, or is it kind of a free for all? What's the classics out there?
Okay, so the ones that we're more familiar with, and I think it goes back to like Chinese American food, where it's like the first versions of Chinese food that left China. There would be from the southern parts of China, which is more so your pork fillings. So your pork and cabbage, your pork and chive. These are more of the first like versions of these ones that were spread worldwide, but the most OG flavors would be the more lamb and mutton and beef kind of flavors that are more popular in northern China, because in north, wheat were more favored than the south. The south is more rice-driven dishes. So dumplings, in fact, are more celebrated in the northern part of China than
the south.
That's
interesting. Hmm.
Yeah, I would say that, yeah, pork and cabbage would be probably like the first version that most people would have had.
What is your go-to when you're going out to eat? Where do you go? I mean, this is like, I feel this is a mean question to be like, where are your dumpling spots, considering we can't go out? But we can all add them to our lists for when we can. Where are your go-to dumpling spots in Tamaki Makaurau?
I feel like you can't go wrong in basically any joint on Dominion Road.
True.
I recently, like before lockdown, literally like 2 days before lockdown, I was at Shaolin Kung Fu Noodle House on Dominion Road, and they made excellent beef and celery dumplings. In fact, that inspired me to make my own yesterday.
Ooh.
And I've just uploaded the recipe on my Instagram, and I'll be showing you, I'll be posting it either today or tomorrow on how to create that crispy base that you can get in dumplings, where it has like a crepe kind of flour base to them. So I'll be showing that recipe soon as well.
That's good, because that's the bit I really suck at when I'm trying to cook them at home, is I either try and fry them and they just get like smushed all over the pan.
Yeah.
Or it just doesn't go very well. So I end up steaming them often because I'm, you know, less likely to screw that one up.
Well, I mean, there's another method where you boil them until they float. So that's when you know that it's cooked. And then after, then you just throw them in a pan and then you fry them with a bit of oil. That's like a easy way of doing it.
Good to know.
The other way is doing the crepe thing, which I'll show on the Instagram.
Excellent.
But what's great about dumplings is that, again, yeah, you can make them at home really easy. It's three components, really. So it's meat and veg combo. Then it is your seasoning and binding ingredient, which would be your egg and your starch, either it be cornstarch or potato starch. This helps trap in the juices in the dumplings. And then there's the wrappers and the wrapping element. So with the wrappers, I love to buy store-bought because it's just easier.
Make your life easier. Don't, you know, you can, it's going to take a long enough time to fill them all. So.
Yeah, exactly. And it could be a cute little bonding activity you do with your housemates though.
Yeah, exactly.
But also you can buy frozen dumplings. And in fact, any supermarket are selling them in the freezer section now. And you could still do the pan fry with the crispy base from frozen as well. So you can totally do that. One tip that I like to tell people if you make your own filling is that you should taste your filling before you wrap them. So you would just like microwave like a tablespoon or of the meat filling in a bowl, and then taste it and then see if it needs adjustment before you commit to wrapping like 50 or 100 of them.
That's a really good tip, I have to say. That's the kind of thing where like if you made 100 dumplings and then you realize afterwards you didn't put enough salt in, that is a real big bummer.
Yeah. The other tip that I like to suggest is frying off your aromatics before you throwing them into the meat mixture as well. So like frying off your garlic, ginger and onion. Very similar to the Italian technique of releasing all those aromas from your spices and your herbs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another tip for you.
Yum. Those are great tips. I'm honestly so hungry
My stomach
right
is
now.
Well and truly grumbling at the moment.
But it is one of those things where I feel like I don't normally do it in a normal week, but in lockdown, you've got time, theoretically, to just fill dumpling wrappers. And how do you fold them? I feel like that's a question that I struggle with. What's the best way to fold a dumpling
Oh, Sam? There's no best way. I mean, the way I fold it is like how my mum would fold them. And it's like, I do it out of muscle memory now. So,
right.
It's really hard to explain over audio. But there is a ton of YouTube videos out there that will help you.
Okay, that's probably the best way to do it then. Sam, thank you for bringing us the history of dumplings and some excellent tips for making them at home. You have posted a very good video up on your Instagram, so we'll link it in the podcast after the show so people can go and check it out. And I will think I'm going to have a crack at that this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bring some in.
Might be the plan. Hey, thank you, Sam. I hope you're doing well in your bubble. How's everyone going?
Good. We're just, I guess, brainstorming different things to cook now.
Excellent. That's a good way to get through.
Jealous.
We'll talk to you again next week. Take care until then.
Thank you.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Thank you to